This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. 47 million Americans are expected to hit the road over Thanksgiving week. If that seems daunting, consider that in the first 6 months of the year, more people died on roads in Texas than in any other state, more than 1,600 in all. In fact, TxDOT says at least one person has died every day from a car accident since November of 2000. Deborah Hirschman is the head of the National Safety Council and former chair of the National Transportation Safety Board. Deborah Hirschman, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Those Texas numbers are downright scary.
They have the unfortunate distinction of being first when it comes to the number of fatalities on your roadways when you get compared with other states. You also lead the nation when it comes to drunk driving fatalities as well as teen driving fatalities.
So what do you think is behind that?
One of the things that Texas doesn't do is you don't have sobriety checkpoints here in the state. Many other states have used those very effectively. Those sobriety checkpoints do a lot when it comes to awareness and education.
You've put a lot of emphasis on bans on texting while driving, yet Texas continues to be one of six states that doesn't have a ban. Why do you think there is that reluctance?
Texas has actually tried to pass a texting ban three times.
Right.
In the beginning, when the law was first drafted the first time around and sent to the governor, Texas actually would have been one of the first states in the nation that would have had a texting ban. But now, as you mentioned, you're one of only six that doesn't have a texting ban. About a quarter of all crashes, the National Safety Council estimates, involve distraction. The distraction really is that cognitive distraction of your brain being occupied, not on the task of driving, but on doing something else.
How big a role do you think the new smarter cars with GPS systems and elaborate entertainment systems are having?
So I think it's a double-edged sword. I think there are some distractions in the car that are inherent in these infotainment systems. But I will say on the flip side that technology has a tremendous appeal when it comes to safety. We have looked at 30 different in-vehicle safety technologies, and you can find out information about these on mycardoeswhat.org, where just understanding how lane departure warning systems work, electronic stability control, adaptive cruise control, active emergency braking. There's a lot of technologies that are coming in our cars today. It's not just anti-lock brakes and airbags anymore. It's very sophisticated stuff, and making sure that people understand how it works and how to use it is really important.
Do you think the ultimate answer is self-driving cars?
I am very bullish on autonomous vehicles because I see, unfortunately, all the ways that human beings have not done a good job making themselves safer. And autonomous vehicles, even though I think they're decades away from full fleet adoption, I think those technologies that I mentioned before that are already in our cars are really the stepping stones to get us to the autonomous vehicles. Once we have greater consumer acceptance of automatic emergency braking. So when you're getting too close to that car in front of you and your car can sense it and you're not applying the brakes hard enough or fast enough, it can activate them for you and prevent those very preventable rear-end crashes. With radar, LIDAR, sensors, your car can actually help to save you.
In the last decade or decade and a half that you've been involved with transportation, what's been the development you're most hopeful about?
I would say it's absolutely the technology. We've seen technology be a game changer in aviation, and I can't wait to see that kind of development and that learning translate onto the highway side, where we see 95% of our transportation fatalities. It's on our roadways. We're dealing with a lot of fatalities and injuries every year, and they're completely preventable.
Deborah Hirschman, head of the National Safety Council, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.